Munto Kodru, said Organa, reading off the nav comp. That's a long way from the core worlds. It was indeed. Munto Kodru lay in the distant reaches of the Outer Rim territories. Not even the Separatists had reached so far. Perturbed, Obi-Wan considered his inconvenient companion. Senator, I think we need to reconsider our situation. Why? Said Organa. We've got plenty of supplies. The ship's still sound. What is there to reconsider? Your participation in this mission, he said bluntly. We have no idea how much farther from home your contact will send us. We might well end up deep within the unknown regions. So far? Said Organa, skeptical. Surely not. Why would the Sith be all the way out there? He shrugged. I don't know, but with the Sith, anything is possible. My point, Senator, is that it's not safe out here. Organa pretended shock. Not safe, Master Kenobi. I had no idea. Why didn't you warn me? Quick, let's go home. Mock me if you must, Senator, he said, resisting the urge to grit his teeth. But I would be remiss if I did not point out that while we have traveled without incident until now, our circumstances might easily and swiftly alter. There is still time to change your mind. Organa looked at him steadily. Do you want to turn back? No, but this isn't about me. I am a Jedi, and this is what we do. You are a married Republic senator. I don't want to turn back, Organa said flatly. I don't want to give up. I want to stop the Sith and put a face to the faceless people who've been helping me all these years. And to be perfectly frank, Master Kenobi, I'm getting pretty tired of your attitude. Would you be asking Padme if she wanted to turn back? No, but Padme had long since proven herself. This man was an unknown quantity. Padme isn't here, Senator. I am merely concerned for your safety. Let me say this for the last time, Master Kenobi. You let me worry about that. The problem with being stuck in a very small spaceship in what amounted to the middle of nowhere was that one couldn't simply walk away. I swear he's as bad as Anakin, Obi-Wan thought, but at least I could tell Anakin to be quiet and do as he was told, and he had to obey me. Very well, Senator, he said. It's your decision. I can only hope you don't come to regret it. And with that trenchant observation, turning his back on Organa, he tried to contact Yoda. But distance and the vagaries of interstellar galactic phenomena combined to degrade his comm signal to fragments. He did, however, manage to raise Adi Gallia, who was battling a Separatist detachment on the comparatively close outer rim planet of Agomar. She promised to relay his message back to the temple as soon as possible and bade him be careful, whatever else he did. She didn't ask what he was doing so far from Coruscant, not from lack of concern, but because the days where they could talk freely were behind them. Even knowing that, it was on the tip of his tongue to ask her about Anakin, if she'd heard any news, if he was returned safely from his droid hunt. But he couldn't. He didn't want to betray Anakin's miscalculation to a member of the Council. Not before it was absolutely necessary, at least. May the Force be with you, Adi, he said, and terminated their comlink. Then he turned to Organa, who was running a check on the nav comp calculations. When you're ready, Senator. I'm ready, Organa muttered, clearly still rankled. Munto Kodru coming up. He fired up the star drive and nudged the ship away from Atzeri into open space. When the nav comp beeped the all clear, he kicked them over into light speed. Beyond the viewport, the stars swirled and streaked. Real space vanished, and they were at the mercy of otherness. Obi-Wan stood. If you'll excuse me, Senator, I have meditations to perform. Sure, said Organa, reaching for his datapad. Knock yourself out. Don't let me hold you up. The words were colloquial, conversational. The tone was curt. The lofty galactic representative dismissing an underling, the hired help. I am a Jedi. We do not take such things personally. They didn't attempt to slam curtains either, but it took a lifetime of training to resist the urge.